On my Instagram page lately, we've been chatting a lot about alcohol and our relationships with it. So I thought I would put together all of that information and bring it to this episode. Welcome to the Anxious Therapist Podcast. My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I am a licensed therapist, online mental health coach, and I have anxiety and depression. I am here to bring you raw, real, relatable content to remind you we are never alone. And today's episode is no different. Are you ready? Let's do this. Something that you may or may not know about me is that I am currently alcohol free. I'm going on 2 years of sobriety in February. It's currently December. And I feel really good about that decision most of the time. There are times where I have FOMO, where I question whether or not I'm going to ever have a drink again. And I imagine my relationship with alcohol moving forward because I don't really know what it's going to look like. I'm just taking it one day at a time. So I've been chatting with a lot of you on my Instagram page at The Anxious Therapist and having this conversation. What's your relationship with alcohol like? Have you ever struggled with it? Do you think there is a problem with alcohol in our society? Things like that. And we've had some really amazing conversations. There's also this side of alcohol where I think it's ridiculously glorified in our society and our culture, and I think that is a big problem. So we're going to dive into all of that today. Now, for me, I am sober because, you know, for a huge chunk of that, I was either pregnant and then breastfeeding. But even once I stopped breastfeeding, I started going to therapy and realized, you know, I had postpartum depression and anxiety, and I didn't need alcohol on top of that. I was prescribed medications, which you're not supposed to drink on antidepressants anyway. So I was like, okay, for now, I'm going to just focus on my healing, focus on my mental health, and I really just need to take alcohol off the table. So I'm going to stay sober until I get this stuff under control. Because you guys know, I was miserable for a really long time after having Lars. And I know that's really probably hard to hear, you know, like you just had this sweet baby and he's amazing and you love him so much. Why aren't you happy? But if you have been there and you can relate, you know what I'm talking about. It has nothing to do with the love for your baby, but your hormones and your mental health are struggling, right? So I was like, I'm not going to add alcohol to the mix right now because it'd be a really easy way to numb out and have this like temporary solution. But I need to actually resolve what's happening. So for me, completely removing alcohol, because I tend to be a black or white thinker, like all or nothing, that was the only solution. And now with my therapist, you know, through the trauma work that we're doing, through, you know, uncovering even more trauma and, you know, working through some things, we have figured out why alcohol has such a major grasp on me, why it's, you know, a struggle for me to think about my relationship with alcohol moving forward and whether I ever want to have a drink again or not, stuff like that. So we're working on all of those things. And I think that I'm still undecided. I don't know what the future holds for me in alcohol. I would like to imagine that someday in the future I'll have a drink again socially. I've explored the idea with my therapist of like a 2-drink limit because I don't have an off switch. I'm not able to like have a couple and then, you know, be like, oh, I got a good buzz on and now I'm going to stop. Once I get to that certain point, which is usually after, it's like on that 3rd drink that I'm like, woo, let's turn up, you know, YOLO. And I can't shut it off. And then I just drink in excess and feel miserable about my life the next day. So, and I'm not talking about just the hangover. I'm talking about like the anxiety and depression that comes with that as well. So it's not just the physical, like, oh, I have a headache, my stomach hurts. No, it's like, I feel like a shitty person. I feel terrible. So anyway, that's just me. So I'm exploring that. And there are some things on the internet, the interwebs lately, that I've seen that don't sit the best with me. And I thought I would bring it to this space, and you guys can reach out and share your thoughts if you feel so moved to. But just some kind of food for thought type things. So I recently, because this is something we talked about on my Instagram page with all of you, was like mommy wine culture. And I've talked about this on the pod before too, where moms are like getting in the tub at the end of the night and drinking a bottle of wine and posting about it and talking about how that's how they unwind, and like, God, you know, having kids is so stressful, so like, this is my mommy me time and blah blah blah, right? We all know about mommy wine culture. You can't walk through the Target ladies clothing section without seeing 50 different shirts that say something about moms and wine. So right, it's very, very prominent in our society. And along those same lines, I recently watched this video. I think it was probably on TikTok or maybe a reel. I have no idea. Where this mom poured grape juice in a wine glass for her daughter. The daughter was maybe 8 or 9, you know, 10 max. And she's filming her, you know, on and off every few minutes as she's drinking this grape juice in a wine glass. And now don't get me wrong, kids are so curious, right? So they're like, you know, they see you having your adult beverages and they want one, you know, so you get them a little kitty cocktail or Shirley Temple, right? Like some Sprite and cherry juice or something, right? Like they want to feel included. They think it's, you know, I don't know, whatever. They want to have their fun with beverages too. And so this is not like a new thing, but this video, she's filming her daughter drinking her grape juice from a wine glass. So maybe 10-year-old. And as the daughter is drinking it, she starts slowing down her speech and her eyes are barely open, right? And her mom's like, how is it? And she's like, oh, it's so good, right? She like, she's putting on this show like she's intoxicated. What is the problem here? I watched it and I was horrified. Where do you think she got that from? Why do you think your daughter associated drinking something out of a wine glass with a change in demeanor and a change in energy level and a change in her voice and a change in her behavior, right? Like, has she seen that before? And now I'm not going so far as to say you should never drink in front of your children. You should never, you know, let them see you under the influence, whatever. Do you. Literally, I want you to do you. Do what's best for you and your family. All I'm asking is that we think about this. That we think about and start the conversation around what we are showing to children. Because they're fucking sponges, man. They don't miss anything. So I just thought it was really interesting that this little girl drank her glass of grape juice out of a wine glass. Her mom filmed it, and she acted as if she was intoxicated. Wow. I can't stop thinking about it. I watched that video days ago. I just cannot get it out of my head. People are laughing about it. People think it's hilarious. And trust me, I have a fucking sick, twisted, morbid sense of humor. And it takes a lot to offend me. I'm not offended by that. I don't think it's inappropriate that she posted it. I don't think it's inappropriate to laugh at. Like, that in all senses of the word is quite comical. However, I do think it's very alarming I think it's very alarming, and I think it says a lot about the world that children grow up in, that the world that we grew up in, right? We grew up in, if you're close to my age or older, because I think they probably got rid of these, we grew up in the age where we smoked candy cigarettes, where we drank root beer right out of the bottle while we sat in the bar with our parents. We grew up in the age where joking about those things, you know, was cool, right? And I'm sure kids today are no different. They're probably more exposed, you know? I don't know if there's candy and like candy cigarettes anymore. Maybe there are. We used to have shredded beef jerky in little tins, like chewing tobacco. All of that, right, was glorified. And I just want to say that, like, even if those things aren't readily available nowadays, it's still happening. We're still glorifying these behaviors. And I'm curious about the impact that it has on children. Because I know that my problems with alcohol started from a really young age. So I want us to be really mindful of these things. Because now I'm a grown-ass woman trying to navigate this world and alcohol and how to coexist with it peacefully and in a healthy way. So that is my food for thought for you for today. And I would love to hear any thoughts or insights that you might have on the topic, because this is an important one. And I'm sure that you have life experiences that have shaped the way you feel about alcohol. And maybe you don't think about alcohol nearly as much as I do. Maybe you don't have to. Maybe you have a healthy relationship with it, and that's cool too. But either way, I'd love to hear it. Thanks for hanging out with me today. You guys are awesome. I cherish our time together, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.